Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Hey, Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Hey, Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Never been the same.
I was booming in the spring, top down, riding through the streets, not into
I just conceited. I call it confident. Realest nigga out. Yes, your boy authentic. Poker face, ship it. I want all the chips. I must be hot, cause yo, I get all the chips. I make them mad, I'm unique, that's why your boy is sick. But I don't give a fuck, cause hate is all it is. No matter what the venue, I get them pumped. That's why white girls be saying, Gorda's a hump. I give them peanuts, the elephant trunk is what they want. The dime dada, nobody hotter, I get it drunk. Know why they feel me. I give them dunks on the fast break. You hesitate and get your ball punched. Ain't nobody hot as me. Everybody jocking me. Human crack in the flesh and everybody wanna keep. From A to Z, I'm a G. On some monster shit, cause I'm a beast from the east. And ain't no competition.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is August 30th, 2012. That's right, it's the end of the month. Month go by, the year is going by. Before you know it, I'll be saying, hey y'all, it's Christmas. All right, so you know what? It's The Raw Deal tonight. I am going to give y'all a short show tonight because Catrice got to get up early in the morning, so I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to play the music, and then I'm going to give you more conversation for the evening. All right, so you know what? I would like to share with you all, I have been going through a personal journey in which I am recollecting on thoughts to make me better. And you know what? There are a lot of people out there that need to make themselves better, and sometimes we struggle with that, and you know, when you help, and how you're able to help another is when you reflect on your own individual trials and tribulations. So, you know, we all go through different trials and tribulations, and different things happen to us in our life. And you know what? Sometimes we question them, and then, you know, they always say, you don't need to question why things are happening. You need to just understand that they happen, and you need to work forward, to move forward, to get through it. So, as they say, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me, as, you know, they say, and no one said it would be easy. Nope. But you never have to. You never, ever give up. You keep moving. You keep striving. You keep doing the things that you do. Regardless if it's family, if it's your job, if it's, you know, just your relationship, you have to keep moving forward and just understand that, hey, you know what? We're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. It's important. So oftentimes we lose focus. And when we lose focus, that's when things start to crumble. You're like, man, why has it got to crumble? But it does. That focus is something else. And I don't think people really understand the importance of being focused. See, here's the situation. When we were younger, when we're in our 20s, you know, our 19, our 20s, even our 30s, we didn't have to be as focused as we do as when we're in our late 30s going into our 40s. And you don't really understand the point of when someone told you back then that you need to be focused. I'm not sure if anyone ever told you that. You have to be focused on the things that you do. I was told that. And I'm like, I don't understand. I'm not understanding you when you mean I have to be focused. I mean, okay, yeah, I'm focused. I'm focused on getting this money. I'm focused on, you know, hitting the world, making it big, doing what I need to do. And then it hit me. And, you know, yeah, it hit me a little later in life that, oh, man, okay, now I get what they mean about being focused. Because you know what? And I'm just going to say it. Shit will hit the fan in no time. You're going to be like, damn, what happened? Why did this happen to me? And what's going on? Because you can be, your world would just be rocked. And you'll be on that boat and it'll be going from side to side. And you're like, okay, you know what? I'm getting sick. I'm not sure what direction I'm going to do. How can I balance this out so it could just stop wobbling? You know, because I don't know what, I can't do this. And that's when that focus comes in. We have to realize that, you know, in life, things are going to happen. And how we correct those things to make sure that we prosper in a better way is that we have to align what's most important to us first and understand. So you have to sit down, you know, and close your eyes and envision the greatness in which you seek. Do it. If you need to sit in a quiet room and meditate for a minute and just kind of, just quiet, it has to be a quiet room. Meditate. Close your eyes. Close your mouth. It's going to take a minute to understand what meditation is really about because it's hard for people to kind of really challenge that mind and go, and for their mind to go into defocus. Because when you start to meditate, you sit and you meditate and you close your eyes, you close your mouth. And when you first start to meditate, focus, when you first start to do that, there are so many things are going through your head, 50 million things going through your head. You may have like 5-6 thoughts come to you in less than 30 seconds. And then you wonder, like, what is going on in my head? Why am I thinking this? What is going on? And then you'll find yourself thinking you're going crazy because you're going to start talking to yourself. You're having these conversations within your mind and within your head. So you know what it is? What you're doing is preparing yourself, preparing your mind to focus. So as you get through that, those steps and those and the things that you do and you start to focus, that's when your mind is going to start to calm down. And that's when one thought, one major thought is going to come to your mind and you're actually going to process that thought. And you're going to breathe, and you're going to process that thought, figure out what it is that you need to do to make sure that is a complete thought, and then you're going to move on to the next. But you know what? It takes focus. Some of you may think I'm going crazy, like, what the hell is she talking about? But I'm telling you, it's real. You have to focus on the things that you need, you want, you desire. You know, you can't just speak it anymore. You can't just go out to the world and say, this is what I want. Because believe it or not, you can't tell everybody what it is that you want. You know why? Because everybody does not share the same thought process as you. As you begin to learn your focus, everybody is not going to share the same thought process. They're not going to support you in that thought process. They may even spit venom, as they say, on everything that you say. I call that nothing but the devil. But in any case, they may just spit venom and say, you know what? That ain't going to work. How you going to figure that? You too old to be trying to change your career. What difference does that make? Oh, I remember back in the day you was like this. That right there, those type of people will cause you to lose focus. That's why you have to channel your mind and your thought process and the things that you need to do to make sure that you live in a life of positive and productive life. All right, this is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I may be a little too deep for y'all. I'm not sure if you can handle me tonight because I am very mellow. I'm telling you, I've been going through a process. I'm on day 21, I think, or 22, and I'm surely going through that process. When I get back, I'm gonna share with you the blog that I started. I started a new blog. Because I feel that as I'm working on my focus, that I need to start working it and speaking it to everybody so they can see it, so they can share it. Because I need to share what's going on, my deepest thoughts with you all, because if I share my deepest thoughts with you all, you can actually see how I've learned to focus, to meditate, to channel, to understand. The life is a gift. All right, y'all. This is Love Don't Cheat. Faith Day. Be right back.
Involved is only you and me, not another room for us to leave. You wanna no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. Cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit the floor in search for an answer to his prayer, praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. Yes, it will. But until that day, let the stress and noise ring. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. So to everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice, you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is August 30th, 2012. Make sure you go to Facebook. It's facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. I need to go out there and check out. You know, that's what I meant to do while I was taking my little radio break. I may take another break in a little bit. But I want to... I want you all to go out there and vote. Vote for your girl. Come on now. Vote for your girl, Catrice, for the best Lawless host out there. We need to get it up. and doing what we do, and make sure we get those votes in, because you got to vote for Catrice. Who is your best hostess? Got to be Catrice. Got to be Catrice. Got to do what you do. All right. Now, Lawless Radio Awards is going to happen on December 12th, 2012. That's right, December 12th, 2012. Make sure you go out there and cast your vote. The polls are out there. I'm actually going to post in the Raw Deal group. I'm going to post out there for you the link and where you can go ahead and vote for your girl. All right? So y'all make sure y'all check that out. All right, if you're interested in submitting your music, if you're an artist, if you know an artist, and you want to get your music submitted, please go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music link, follow those instructions. Again, follow those instructions, okay? We'll load your music up, put you in rotation. If you want to interview with me or any of the hosts here on Lawless Radio, you may do that also. And you know what? This is what we do. This is what Lawless Radio is all about. We support your local come up. We make sure that we hit those independent, those unsigned, those underground artists out there. So if it's, you know, we got a whole array of rap. But, you know, I'm looking for that neo-soul. I'm looking for that R&B, you know. I'm looking for some jazz, because, you know, as you can see on the Raw Deal with Catrice, you know, I play some rap, but most of my stuff is R&B. I like that calm, because, you know, I want you to have your little cocktail in your hand. You got the kids in the bed. You done took your bath. You done took your shower. You relaxing before you go back to work tomorrow, because this is what a weekend kicking off. We're kicking off the weekend right here. All right, so earlier I was talking about focus. A lot of us, you know, we don't know how to focus on what's important and what we need to do to make sure we are high. So, we got to focus, we got to hold it down and do what we need to do. All right, so let's talk about being focused within just you, okay? And then we'll move on and talk about how you're focused within your relationship with yourself or with another partner. Well, you know, I was out today, and I was at the community pharmacy today, okay? And the community pharmacy is a discount pharmacy where you get your medications at a discount. And so I was sitting in there. Of course, it's a wait. So I was sitting in there, and I was waiting for my husband's medication. And this young woman, she comes in the door, and I noticed that she had a hospital band on. And, you know, she had the little, you know, Band-Aid with the cotton ball where, you know, they drew blood. And then I'm just looking at, you know, and I said to her, oh, she just got out of the hospital. She's getting a prescription filled. So as I'm looking at her, my eyes go up, and I look at her face, and I notice that she has a black eye, and her lip is swollen. And I was like, wow. Okay, first thing came to my mind, I said, oh, maybe she was in an accident or something. Then, right shortly behind her, was this guy that came right behind her. So, you know, like any other person that would think, you know, you see this dude here, woman got a black eye and a big lip, you know, you're thinking that he don't beat up on her. So, not trying to jump to conclusions, you know, trying to figure out what exactly happened. I'm sitting there and I'm just observing and I'm looking and I'm seeing. I'm like, man, well, you know, what happened? I'm intrigued, because the reason I'm intrigued is because this is what I do. This is my profession. It's what I do. I look and I can make an assessment, and pretty much my assessments are pretty much dead on. I don't think I've made any bad assessments. And if I have, you know, I kind of brush them up a little bit. But I was looking at the body language in which she was displaying to him. She was kind of she had her back to him a little bit, and, you know, he's having a conversation, and he's trying to talk to her. I can't quite hear what's going on, but I noticed that she was really upset. And she wasn't really giving him a really good conversation. So I'm saying to myself, she was in an accident, you know, and the conversation would be a little different. But how the body language was portraying to me as if he's the one that caused the disfigurement on her face. Now, my next thought is that when, at what point are we going to let go? At what point are we going to let go of that relationship that is not no longer serving us purpose? When are you going to let go that when you understand that when you beat on a woman, that's not love? And when the women are going to understand that when a man touches you, that touches you in a way that's going to cause you pain, that is not love? When and what point are we going to let that go? You know, and it was taking everything that was within me, y'all. I'm listening. It was taking everything within me not to go up to that woman and say something. But I don't want to put myself in a dangerous situation because, you know, I'm not sure what he would say. And, you know, if he stepped up to me and wanted to do something, you know, I was going to fight back. But, you know, that's just who I am. But, you know, I wanted to kind of step back a little bit. I really wish she was alone, because I would have sat with her and I would have talked with her and I would have gave her my card and offered my services to her and say, you know what, it's better. Life is better. You can focus on other things. That right there, that instance, that communication right there, what I saw today was a key point of what we need to do to focus. She's not focused. She wasn't focused. And what it is, she needs guidance to help her focus. See, y'all, I think I'm getting too deep for y'all, because you may not understand what focus truly means. You know, it means so many different things. And if you just kind of sit and you think and you look and you meditate, and you're like, okay, this is what needs to happen. This is how it needs to work. Because I'm telling you, if that woman actually sat with me for at least an hour or maybe two and closed her eyes and focused and brought out what it is that she needs to do, she wouldn't be with him right now today. Because you have to bring that focus. And I know, you know what, a lot of people may be saying, you know what, well, it's hard, you know, I love him. You know, he's like the father, he's the father of my kids, he's done everything for me. I won't be able to survive without him because he's supporting me. And because you believe that, those things, those excuses, those things that come out your mouth, it's because you're not focused on what the end result should be. You weren't brought into this world to be beat on. No one asked you, nowhere does it say that every woman should be jumped on because a man has another issue or insecurity with himself. Now, I'm not going to jump on the men. It ain't all about the men, because you know what? There are some crazy women out there that jump on men and beat up on men, and the man will never, ever touch her. So it ain't all about the women. But I'm telling you, that focus is powerful. That focus is powerful. You know, on my blog today, I was talking about disappointment, how people get so disappointed with just how things kind of happen and go into their life. You know, let me share something with you. I have been really disappointed about the events of things that were happening with me, okay, where I was actually, and I'm going to say this, I was actually to a point where I was about to lose focus. And then I kept saying these words to myself. I said, you know what, how can I actually help others get through their trials and tribulations of life when I am losing focus myself? You can't allow disappointments to kind of take you to a place where you just can't handle it anymore. You have to take that disappointment head on and say, you know what, okay, you know what, it just happened. It happened. And you know what? I'm gonna get it right. I'm gonna do what I can to make sure it's right. And you know, I shared with my bloggers and I actually shared it on my Facebook page, and because I wanted people to see, because it's interesting. When I was writing the blog, let me tell you, I had to write this whole statement at least three times. the first time I wrote it, I had started a draft, okay, and I was doing other things, you know, trying to take care of some things within the house with the family and stuff. So I started a draft, and so when I went to go back to complete the post, I couldn't find the draft. So I was like, man, you know, and I'm like, and you know, I was about to get frustrated because you know it was a good draft. It was a good draft. And because the beginning statement, I felt it was really powerful, was great, and I couldn't find that draft. All right, so I went on and started the second attempt at it. So now at this point, y'all, I actually finished it, okay, and I went and I was reading through it. And I went to copy it because I like to, you know, save it because these are my thoughts. This is my thoughts. I don't take this from nowhere else. I put my name on it. These are my thoughts. And I went to copy it, and guess what? I deleted it. I'm sitting here like, man, did I just delete that? For some reason. You know, I was getting confused because I was doing it on my tablet, and I got confused between the clipboard, the little clipboard icons from what the copy was, and I hit the clipboard by mistake and it pasted something totally crazy. I lost it. I felt that was awesome. I felt that second attempt was it. It was right on the nose. I was able to kind of pull some different things to, I remember it from the first draft, and I was able to put it in the second one, and I was like, man, okay, here it goes, and I lost it, and I could feel, I actually, you know how you could, you know how you get your temper kind of goes up a little bit, you can feel your pressure. I actually felt my pressure rising, because I'm sitting here like, man, at that point, yes, I was disappointed. I was absolutely disappointed in myself. Like, how did I manage to do that? That was fabulous. I was at a point where I was going to hit post, and I was going to post it to my blog and share it with everybody, and I lost it. And then I had to stop for a minute, and I had to focus. I had to actually sit there. I was at this facility, and yes, and see, when I'm doing things personal, you know, with dealing with family or trying to handle some business, when I'm sitting there waiting for my name to be called or whatever, I actually sit there. And I do my journaling. I journal and I write out. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, they're gonna call me in a few minutes. They were supposed to call me at like 10:15, and you know, it's going on 10:00. And I said, there's no way that I'm gonna able, you know. I said, oh man, I said, you know, so now I'm gonna have to wait. And you know, while I was sitting in that meeting, when they called me, I kept thinking about that post, and I was like, man. Deleted that. And then I had to actually sit there for a minute. I had to stop myself. And I had to just kind of take some deep breaths, and I had to close my eyes. And guess what, y'all? I had to focus. Because what it was is what I was sharing, what I was going to share, what I was attempting to share was so powerful. It came to me, and I said, you know what? It's nothing but the devil. That's that negative energy. That's what I'm going to say, that was that negative energy coming in, trying to kind of shake some things up, trying to make me feel all flustered and crazy. So you know what? I started again after my meeting. I left my meeting, and I was sitting on a bench. I just kind of sat on a bench randomly somewhere off of, Columbia Drive somewhere, and I was sitting on the bench. And I was actually starting it a third time. But this third time is better than at first and second, because it actually came out, and I was able to get that thought out that I wanted. So I'm going to actually share that post with you all, so you all can see, understand what I mean, because you want to. It's hard for people to understand how they're going to deal with different things and how they look and focus on what it is they need to do. Okay? A lot of us don't pray. A lot of us, you know, are from different religions. So I'm not knocking what your beliefs are. However, I know what my beliefs are. Okay? And I know who I serve, who I work, you know, who I worship with. And whoever you worship with is you. But the key point to this all is that you have to focus, you have to meditate, and you have to keep in mind. All right, this is dealing with disappointment. Many of us are lying around living life devastated because we have not learned how to deal with disappointment. But God did not create you to live the disappointed, devastated, or oppressed life. We have to learn that there are going to be times of disappointment. And we have to channel this in a way that our disappointments do not take over our mindset. You know when people say, "He won't put more on you that you can bear," you have to believe it. Or the saying, "Trust in him and he will guide you in the right path." I know the words are so easy to say when you're going through it. Actually, some people look at you crazy and crazy because you're saying, in your mind, you have no idea what I'm going through. Oftentimes, it's not as believable as it seems. Look at it this way. You have life, and you have an opportunity to improve your life if you choose to. Even the rich have disappointment. What makes it any different? Nothing. Did you wake up this morning? Were you able to eat? Also, by listening to me and reading this, you have some type of technology at your disposal. Why live to be disappointed about the things you can't control at the present moment? You have the power to do the way you want. Use that power to defend yourself against disappointment by focusing on God, meditating on his promises, confessing his word, and submitting yourself to your situation and to him in prayer. Don't forget for a minute it's going to be easy, because it's not. However, you have to focus on what is best, what makes you move forward. The material things of life means nothing to you trusting yourself and belief. Fight the devil at all costs. Never ever allow him to get in your head and cause you pain. Fight and fight through Jesus. The enemy attempts to weigh you down are strong. You are stronger. When the devil makes one move towards you, keep yourself so spiritually tuned in that you can discern what he's trying to do and then back him down. Even I have setbacks and discouraging things that come my way, but I would not remain disappointed. In closing, stay in tune to you, fight off the devil, and send him running every time. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's James 4:7. Remember, life is a gift. Use this gift to live a positive and productive life. All right, y'all, this is Brandon Kane. Shine. I'll be right back. welcome back, welcome back. This is Katrice listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I don't know, I think I'm getting a little too deep for y'all tonight. I'm really, really mellow. I'm mellow, y'all. It's like, whew, my goodness. All right, y'all. Like I said, I'm going to give y'all the abbreviated show tonight. I have an early, early morning, and I need to get as much sleep as I can. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening to me tonight. I hope that I was able to give you that sense of direction that you needed to keep you going, at least till next week. Remember, the main point of what I've been talking about this evening is that I'm just going to keep drilling and drilling it. It's all about focus. You have to focus on the things that you want and not rely on other people to provide your need. If there's something that you want, you need to go after it. If there's something you want to change, you need to change it. Don't sit and bitch about how this ain't working, how that's not working, or what I can do and what I can't do, unless you're going to get up off your tail and do something about it. We as people, anybody, we have to learn that, you know what? Things don't come as easy as you may think they do. Because I had this conversation with TL earlier today, and I was telling him that although a whole lot of things kind of hitting us right now, I'm not gonna complain about it. I'm not gonna complain about it because I know that Katrice is gonna be out there. I'm gonna blow up. I'm gonna be walking across that stage, getting my Golden Globe or my Emmy, and sitting there, and I'm gonna walk up to that podium, and I am going to explain to everybody, it's all about focus. Ain't nothing about it. Focus and prayer. Okay. And that's what it's all about. So yes, 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 y'all. This is a renewed Katrice, and you will see this as the months go by. That, you know, I'm going to help you get through what it is that you need to get through. That's what the Raw Deal is all about. That was the purpose of the Raw Deal and how we structured the Raw Deal 3 years ago. To help you get through life and love and the things that you need to make sure that you're getting the things that you want the right way. All right, y'all. This is Katrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. As I say, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. But remember, life is a gift. Use that gift to live your life in a positive and productive way. This is King B, Millionaire. I'm out. Good night. We're going to give her an hour early. Y'all have a great evening. Bye bye.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who want to be a millionaire? Who want to be a millionaire? I want to be a millionaire. Who want to be a millionaire? I do, player. Lotto, sign me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, and stack me some major chills. Maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights. No street lights, children about the hood. College funds for all four of them. Believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing. Struggle for so long, I knew change was coming. Searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money. I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money. I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming. That's why you hating, yeah. Got to stick down to your stomach. See me moving forward, why you haters falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine.
Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
me and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you to shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that ring. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some Glock. Buy some Glock, he's trying to get shot. Then I'm going to cop that Rari, drive that bitch straight off the lot.
Be a man.